Whenever we are faced with a problem in life, whenever we feel that we are stuck, we cannot move, there is something which is blocking us, turn to Quran. Always turn to Quran. If we do not find answers in Quran, look into the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we do not find answers there, then look into the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala majma'in. One example of this is Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a Sahabi whom in this world Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had granted him the glad tidings of Jannat. Imagine you are walking on the streets, you are walking in this world, and you are walking with the flag of Jannat. You're already walking with success in this world. This was one such Sahabi, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was given the glad tidings by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They say when he accepted Islam in the initial stages, you could actually count the Muslims on your fingertips. Those how many Muslims there were in the world at that time. When he accepted Islam, you could actually count the number of Muslims on your fingertips. So Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as a youngster he accepted Islam and he also migrated, he was persecuted a lot. He migrated also, he withstood all that torture and those punishments that were given at that time. And the similar case, every youngster that is sitting here, every person also, he has a goal. He has a vision, he has a future in front of him. There is nothing wrong with that. But together with that, understand your boundary, understand your limits. Understand to what extent you should plan. Understand to what extent you should have a vision. There is no logic in having a vision of 50 years or 100 years. There's absolutely no logic in that. A person should have a vision in front of him, he should have a future in front of him. But what type of vision, what type of future? Look in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. They also acquired wealth. They also had futures in front of them. They also had visions in front of them. But look into lives of Sahaba and take a lesson. From there, extract a lesson and stick to that lesson. Be steadfast upon the lesson. Inshallah Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will grant us our vision and our future and whatever our heart's desires are, and Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will make it a success. So Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came into the fold of Islam, and when he migrated from Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara, when all the Sahaba came, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to pair them up. And this was such a type of pairing up. In fact, you know when a person, he goes online onto the internet and then he finds somebody and he starts chatting to them and they become attracted to each other. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also at that time, he took one Sahabi and paired him up with another Sahabi. And this Sahabi, it is mentioned that Rubba akhin lam taridhu ummuk. Many a times you will find people in this world that they would do such things for you as your brother would do for you. As your brother would do something for you, they would do things like that for you. It's just that your mother didn't give birth to them. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had paired Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu with Sa'ad bin Abi Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These two Sahabi were paired together. And when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, a young boy, a teenager at that time, full of desire, full of enthusiasm at that time, Sa'ad bin Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu made an offer to him and said to him, Abdurrahman, you are young, but here's my offer to you. I am one of the wealthiest men of Madinatul Munawwara. My offer to you is that I have two orchards. One, I will give it to you. I have two wives. One, I will give it to you as well. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he declined. He declined this offer and he told Sa'ad bin Abi Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Dullani ala suq. Oh Sa'ad, show me towards the marketplace. Show me towards the bazaar. Now look at Sa'ad bin Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He, out of the hospitality of a guest, he has offered somebody who is a total stranger to him. Now today somebody comes to us and asks us for something, especially if it is a stranger, we would turn our face away from him. But look at this Sahabi, they understood when they spent in the path of Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, their wealth did not decrease, but rather it would increase. And they would not look for an increase in monetary form. They would not look for an increase in monetary form. They would look for an increase in ibadat for Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. They would look for an increase in the love for their families. They would look for an increase in serving Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, in bringing sunnats into their lives. Today when we spend in the path of Almighty Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, we always have it at the back of our minds, I am giving this, Allah will give me more. That more refers to wealth and money. That more never ever refers to iman. That more never ever refers to salah. That more never ever refers to zikr. But this was the vision of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that when they gave, they expected from Almighty Allah tabaraka ta'ala, in whatever form Allah was pleased in giving them. Whatever form Allah was pleased in giving them, they accepted it from Almighty Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes to the marketplace and he buys some stuff and he sells it. And within a few days, he had collected some money. When he had collected this money, he found that it was enough for mahar. So he went and he got married. He also got married without the knowledge of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Today we have based our marriages, we have based our unions of nikah on a pious person's presence. If that mustisab is not available, the nikah cannot take place. If so and so person cannot make it, if his flight is delayed, the nikah will not take place on that weekend. We will shift it to the future, as if that person's presence will remove the azab of the fitnas of our marriages. Look at this Sahabi, he has enough money for dowry. Immediately he finds a wife. Without the knowledge of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he gets married. He comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salam sees the asarat and sees the presence of happiness in his life. Nabi alayhi salam says, "Atazawwajta, O Abdurrahman, you got married." He says, "Yes, O Nabi of Allah, I got married." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, "Abdurrahman, you did the right thing.